How many of you have ever found yourself saying something like, "Oh, my aching back," or "Oh, man, my shoulders just feel so tight"? Have you, and when I say that, I mean not just for, 5 minutes or even 30 minutes, but maybe a few days, and you finally decide, hey, you know what? I probably need to go see a professional. Maybe you went to a masseuse and received a very effective massage. Because I tell you what, massage therapies can be a great way of soothing all kinds of aches. All kinds of aches. Headaches. Back pain. You know, I was talking with someone just the other day who told me that sometimes when people are feeling pain in their head, that pain is originating in their heel. Yes, pain in the head originating in the heel, because there are so many connections in our bodies. I mean connections. And so although we think about nerve endings or nerves in the central nervous system, and we think first about the brain, and that is true, the brain is huge, a huge part of the central nervous system, it is not the only part of the central nervous system, and not every sensation that the central nervous system experiences begins in the brain. Sometimes, like I said, a headache can be caused by something going wrong with the foot. Take care of the foot. And there have been people talked about who have said they went to a specialist, told them about those aches they were experiencing in the head. Specialist dealt with the heel of the foot, and the headache went away. Stayed away. Yes. Massage therapies can be a great way of soothing all kinds of aches. But here's something that is good to know as we talk about the power of touch. And of course, we know with massage therapy, we're talking about touch. No doubt, people use heated rocks, things like that too, but hand to body is a big part of massage, and it is huge in relieving so much that can make us uncomfortable. Here's the thing though, you don't necessarily have to always go to a massage parlor in order to experience the pain-soothing benefits of touch. Check this out. You don't necessarily even have to have a massage in order to get some benefit from touch. Some benefit. I'm not saying necessarily that all the pain will completely go away. But I'm saying just with your spouse, your special someone can just hold your hand and things can get better. There was a study that appeared in the journal Scientific Reports in 2017 that showed that if two partners touch and one of them experiences mild pain, the touch actually diminishes the sensation of pain. Two partners touching each other, one of them experiences mild pain, just touching, not necessarily massaging, just touching each other can cause the sensation of that pain to diminish. In another study featured in the journal PNAS, P-N-A-S, the team observed the same effect in groups of young couples when they were holding hands. Okay, with the touch, it might be a touch on the shoulder or a hand just remaining on the shoulder or on the arm. Now we're looking specifically, though, at holding hands. And the study authors said that their findings indicate that hand-holding during pain administration increases brain-to-brain coupling in a network that mainly involves the central regions of the pain target and the right hemisphere of the pain observer. brain-to-brain coupling in a network. And that's just from holding hands. Wherever we're from, touch is likely an important marker of affection. In the 18th century, the famous English poet John Keats wrote, "Touch has a memory." And research has now proven that this evocative poetic image has a scientific basis. Touch does have a memory. A study led by neuroscientists in Germany, in Berlin, has shown that not only can our bodies remember touch, okay, now not just our brains, we know that our brains do a lot of remembering, but our bodies also remember touch. Remember, our cells have memory, and not just the cells in our brains. And so as a result, our bodies remember touch, but they can also remember several different types of touch simultaneously. A new touch does not erase the memory of a previous touch from working memory. Rather, new and old tactile memories can persist independently of each other once a person's attention has registered the touches. It seems that, now isn't that interesting and isn't that good? Can you imagine? Just think about that now. Memory, our bodies remembering touch. And of course, we know good touch, bad touch, painful touch, pleasant touch. Bodies remember all of that. Whether the touch is in the form of a tight vice grip on the arm, feels like hand being crushed, a gentle stroke of the arm of the tricep, just a gentle stroke, a gentle stroke of the shoulder. And don't think now, I know it's so unfortunate, as we were suggesting some time ago, that there is so much confusion, so much madness, so much drama attached to touch nowadays, that it's difficult to even talk about touch without people's minds wandering off to a dark place. Even if they've never experienced, quote unquote, bad touch, painful touch. May not even know anyone who has. But because we have so much going on in the world today, in our own country today, with regards to touch, some of it very real, some of it made up. But when the touch is right, and very often, again, when it's coming from someone we know and whose touch we're not opposed to. As I said the other day, sometimes some people can be, they got something going on within themselves, and they may not want to be touched by this person or that person. Even if they know that person means them no harm whatsoever, they know the touch won't be intended to be painful. They know the touch will not be intended to be sexual, but because of something going on in them, they don't want this person or that person to touch them. But someone else with whom they don't hold a grudge, against whom they don't hold a grudge, they're fine with it. Okay, well, those limits are there, and we might as well just accept that. But man, what about when a parent has proven that they don't use their hands to harm their children, and so when the child is down, the child is hurting, whether emotionally, physically, both, and they see their hand, the parent's hands coming towards them, they're anticipating relief coming through those hands. Back in a few.